And now this is a dictation. For Mary Lee, Marilee, all word, Alward, September 24, 38. Address it as a letter to Dr. Ernest, Ernest, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow up for Mary Lee. Prior visit in the hospital back in September for hyperkalemia. Treated with bisphosphonates. Comes accompanied with husband. She has myelodysplasia syndrome with ring, R-I-N-G-E-D, siderobalas, S-I-D-E-R-O-B-L-A-S-T, transfusion dependent. Follows with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD. She's presently off chemotherapy. Chronic dysphagia, eats small amounts frequently. No reported vomiting. There is constipation, takes prunes juice without bleeding. Chronic incontinence, wears a pad, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Fatigue that restricts her ability to walk. Denies the use of oxygen, inhaler, CPAP machine, orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation. Weak but no syncope. I will highlight the lisinopril HCTC. Blood pressure runs in the 130s over 80s. No localized RALS, no pericardial RAP, no gross ascites, no gross edema. Decreased hearing, normal speech, looks frail, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, last one available. There is low white blood cell count, 2.1, with low neutrophils, normal lymphocytes, anemia 8.6 with normal platelet count. Last chemistry is in February, creatinine 1.56, representing a GFR 32, a stage 3B with normal electrolyte acid base calcium. Glucose has low magnesium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, question and acute component, prior imaging, no urinary obstruction or hydronephrosis. Mobility, however, is restricted. We are going to do post-void bladder residual. She probably will not be a candidate for dialysis because of active medical issues, transfusion dependent, continue pressing lisinopril, blood pressure well controlled, nutrition is poor, some of the low magnesium because of that, but also from diuretics. Monitor blood pressure at home. Also discuss with the patient and husband, end of dictation,